Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't want to go
anyway, but what I'll say is, no, for real, what I'll say is, you know, the rest was welcomed. You know what I mean? The rest was very much welcome, man. I just, you know, stayed in and watched sports, a little baseball, the women's and men's championship game with the NCAAs, yeah. which we're going yeah. to discuss this, y'all, and get into this in depth, especially with the women's game. I'm going to be honest, that men's game, y'all, it was like your boy had took a bottle of not no dose, but some dose when I was trying to watch that game. It was a fight to keep my eyes open and watch that game. But, hey, I did what I had to do, because I said no, I know Kale's Corner family, most of them are going to watch it. And let me just say this real quick. When you're trying to watch a sporting event mm-hmm. and the national anthem is a turtle, me, okay. as a former military guy, right, I'm just as patriotic as the next guy. But listening to that rendition of the national anthem last night had me like, do I really want to watch this game? I'm saying, hey, look, I called Lady T. I was like, are you looking at Lady T? Was like, no, bruh, mm-hmm. I don't watch him ever anyway, so I wouldn't know. Yeah. And I called 57. He was like, nah, I didn't watch it either. And I was like, man, I know somebody else saw that. So, I'm banking on one of my Kale's Corner participants to say, yeah, I saw that, bro. The NBA playoffs, guys, is approaching quickly. Teams are really positioning themselves for the play-in series. Mm-hmm. The play-in series. So we're going to talk about who's on the bubble, who's on the in it already, and yeah, all of that NBA jazz.
Okay.
MLB, it's so early into the MLB season that we're just going to talk about some milestones, that could mm-hmm. and should be reached this 2023 season. So we're going to discuss that. Latest before the NFL draft news and rumors, you know, y'all know how they go with the NFL draft. Everybody puts a mock out and it changes every 60 seconds. So, you know, we know what our individual teams need, and we can hope that is what they'll pick up. But yeah, as far as to put your money on the mock drafts that these guys are putting out, I wouldn't even think about it. I wouldn't even think about it. But like mm-hmm. I say, we know what each team needs. We know what our team needs. So we're going to discuss this. All right, guys, all these topics and much, much more on this episode, today's episode of Kale's Corner. Join Lady T and all our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio guests at 563-999-3782. And listen, y'all, this is every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. And y'all tell me how y'all feel about this. Kale's Corner, where keeping it real is our only real. I like that one. I like that one. Yeah, because we do. We keep it real. If we know what we're talking about, we say we know what we're talking about. If we don't, we say, I need to do some research. So Hey, that's keeping it real. That is keeping it real as it can be. Tree, so you didn't have to do a pop-up nowhere, right?
Well, I did. I just did it in my house. And I invited people that already, you know, come to the house, friends and family and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay. That's what's up.
It was
That's
nice.
What's up. That's what's up. All right, y'all. TNT Fashion doing their thing. You know what I'm talking about? We love it so much. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. 563-999-3782 is the number, and we'll be right back. This dedicated to you, Tree. This is what Tree was telling everybody.
Open up the champagne. On the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to you. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now, we can't even slow.
Y'all was Trees this weekend, y'all. Welcome to my house. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
First topic, NCAA Women's Championship game. The number 3 LSU Tigers beat, stomped, whooped by 17 points. The number 2 Iowa Hawkeyes. Now, I wasn't really mad about this game. It was entertaining. It was something good to watch, you know. So it was a good game. It was everything after the game that did not sit right with me. The Iowa reporters shots at LSU, mainly their center, Reese, and called them all type of thugs and hoodlums because there was a time in that game in the first quarter when Caitlin was feeling good about what she was doing, and she got a little excited and was making the
John Cena,
you can't see me gesture. And the ladies of LSU took exception. And I understand that. We're not even in the second half of the game, and you're teasing? We're not even at the second half of the game, and you're doing the John Cena? Really? Oh, okay. Well, let us show you why what you're doing is not only unacceptable, but going to be regrettable before this night is over with. And, you know, I, for one, Therese, I'm so tired of these individuals. I'm not even going to blame it on the Iowa team. These individuals who can't take that they lost, that feel I got to get them back some way, somehow. I got to do something to them, say something to them some way and somehow. I'm going to say this. Every last one of those young women represented in that LSU team, it's somebody's daughter.
Yeah.
That's somebody's daughter. And these reporters sometimes tend to forget that. And they're saying, what I want to say is what I'm going to say, to hell with everyone else. And you can't be that way. You can't be that way. Now, true, the young women of LSU paid no mind to it. They paid no mind. Matter of fact, I commend those young women on their reaction, non-action to the whole situation. I really commend those young women because had it been me or one of my kids, all hell would have broke loose. Just all hell would have broken loose because that was monkeys. They called these young girls monkeys, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with basketball? What does that have to do with them winning versus Iowa? You know, and I know people will say, well, you know, look at the demographic and, you know, the people in Iowa compared to the people in LSU. And I don't care who you are or where you're from. Respect of people it should be universal. Respect of people should be expected, the expected behavior. If one of those young girls would have responded or done something contrary to what they did do, we would be hearing about it like crazy. You know, we would be hearing about it like crazy. And I'm like, yo, why is it that these people can say these things and it's all forgiven? Why is it that these people can say, and we're talking about individuals who didn't play 1 second on the court. We're talking about individuals who sat and watched as the game was going on as fans. This world, man. This world. Go ahead, Lady T. Go ahead.
I feel, okay, so. Well, I said this many times. I just feel like we as a nation, us, the melatonin people, like when we speak up, if we ghetto, we, you know, all the negative terms. But then somebody else with no melanin in their skin, it's congratulated, they're doing a good job, and it's so competitive. That's just the competitive spirit in them, you know, this and the other. And it's going to be like that because we always want to forgive somebody and we want to, you know, do the right thing. And I keep saying to myself, like, I'm not going to do the right thing. I'm in this situation, I don't want to do the right thing because the right thing is never the right thing. You know what I'm saying? It's going to always be overlooked. Like, you calling somebody out their God-given name, like what their mama and daddy gave them that's on their birth certificate, that's unacceptable. And it's so unacceptable to the point where it should be an outrage for everybody, but it's not. And instead of us celebrating LSU and the win and, you know, we celebrating and we doing our thing, we got to deal with this. We got to deal with, oh, we got to cuddle her and her feelings, Caitlin. We got to cuddle her feelings and how she feels. We don't want her to jump off the bridge. And rightfully so, I don't want her to jump off the bridge either. But you lost. Go sit down. Have a seat. You know what I mean? Let the winners enjoy being winners. They shouldn't have to deal with this, all this aftermath right now like they're doing, like they're dealing with. They shouldn't be dealing with none of this aftermath. They, like, it's it pisses me off that we even have to keep talking about this. That's why, that's where I'm at with it. It pisses me off. Really, it does.
Right. Understood. Understood. Let's go to some calls.
Let me just make this one, Eric. He says, Eric Jessam, he said, it's all over the goddamn internet. If a black person makes a point that some melanin deficit somebody doesn't like, here comes all the BS. Which is the same thing I just said. That's true. That's true. If we shouldn't even be talking about this. But, yeah, we need to go to the phones before I get on my soapbox again.
All right, come on, 007, come in. What's your opinion on this here?
Celebrate, hey, young ladies, celebrate. Hey, how you doing this afternoon? Happy Tuesday, everybody. About to eat some tacos for lunch.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, it's me. Hey, what's going on? Yeah. Like I said, happy Tuesday, tacos for lunch. Hey, look.
Right.
Go ahead with that. Hey, that young lady. Hey, look, I applaud her because she did that to her first. I mean, like, how you going to do that? You can't see me. And so she dropped the five knuckles shuffle on her. You can't see me either.
Come on, hell yes.
The five knuckles.
I mean,
shuffle.
I don't understand.
Shuffle.
If you can't, you know what I'm saying, take the punishment. Don't try to dish it out if you can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mm-hmm. it's a shame that the media, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know, be like, oh, try to make her as the victim. Where she still was, she saw it. That sounded like some current type things right there. I mean, sorry about that,
mm-hmm.
but that's what it sounds like.
But in her defense, she just walked off the court. She didn't say anything. She didn't gesture them. Or anything. She just walked off the court. And it was the media. It was the media with thugs and monkeys and words like this coming out of their mouth. It wasn't Caitlyn.
Mm-hmm. Because she ain't thought nothing of it. You're right. Because she thought nothing of it. It was the media that, you know what I'm saying, threw salt into the wound like, oh, maybe trying to make her out of the victim. Where so she was like, it's no problem. She knew she did that first, and that's a shame
exactly.
that the media would do that. It's embarrassing for, you know, like college basketball that has such medias like that. Like, where do us African Americans stand, you know what I'm saying, with these peoples? Because it seems like every time we do something, they look at us. We ain't look at
right.
the other people. You ain't see what she just did. Gee,
okay.
You can't see me.
Exactly.
But LSU prevailed. Sent her tail home. She's sipping on some Kool-Aid with no sugar right now. She all right.
No, I love that. With no sugar.
That's what's up. Right. That's what's up. All right. Let's take another call. Big Brother Lou, what'd it do?
All right. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Lou.
Hello.
Well,
I think you got a point. Let them celebrate. I mean, if you can handle a loss, then you got a big problem. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think that's where we get the point, the term sore losers, and that's exactly what happened with Iowa. I mean, you know, they had a great season and whatnot, but they just couldn't take the loss. And now they want
right.
now
Lou.
Just want to...
Lou, let me say
yes.
this. Let me say this.
Right.
In Iowa's defense, it was not them acting the fool. It was not them calling people out of their name. Those young ladies act like ladies. They didn't get all, you know, and even Caitlin, the one who was doing the, what 007
yeah.
called it, the five-knuckle shuffle, the ones that was
yeah.
doing the five-knuckle shuffle, they had no problem, Caitlin had no problem with them doing it in return. None whatsoever. Let's not put this on the
okay.
Iowa team. Let's put this where this blame belongs, and that's the Iowa media, who also, in a winning effort, said the same thing when Iowa beat South Carolina. They had the same exact quotations when Iowa beat South Carolina. And I'm like, okay, so Iowa just doesn't have filters? No, nobody has a filter on what they can and can't say? Debo said, David make me sick. He said, well, he's not the bigger person, and your mama's a monkey. And other explicit terms.
All right.
Yeah. But I understand where he's coming from with it, though. I can understand that, you know. As Street said, we're sick and tired of having to be the ones to be the bigger
be
person.
Be the bigger person.
Yeah, we're sick and tired of that. We're sick and tired of that. Go ahead, Lou. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, like, you're right, though. But, you know, I mean, the media does, you know, play a big role in that. And you know, that's where all the mudslinging comes from. You know, I thought they played a great game. But, you know, that star player, though, wow. She's definitely going to get drafted somewhere in the WNBA. I mean, that girl is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You're talking about Reese.
The other girl.
Caitlin. Yeah, but Caitlin is, if I'm not mistaken, she's just a sophomore, right? So
well,
she has a little bit.
She's thoracic. Okay.
Huh?
I guess it's.
What'd you say?
I guess
you're
too
thoracic. You don't think she's... Okay. All right. Let's take another call. 248, you on the show. Don't be late. Who is this?
Oh, Southeast Steve. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, 007. Hey, Lou.
Hey, Steve.
All right. The media wanted this to hype it up, man. The ratings went through the roof. It went through the roof. Everybody made some money. So, you know, when they said, you know, they did the Don King, you know. When you want to make some money, you know, you get everybody together. You know, he was the first one, you know. He was like the Flavor Flav way before Flavor Flav came out. You know, he was like, I'm going to make me a little bit of money off of this stuff. So that's what ABC and all the people, they all got together and said, you know what, we all the networks, all the people that were doing the commercials, everybody made a piece of cake, got a piece of cake on that, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody. But Kel... But don't get me wrong. Payback is something.
Yes, it is.
When you do it to somebody, they say, hey, you know, you may be beaten, but like what Brock Lesnar did to Cody Rhodes last night, payback is something. When you get that beat down, yeah, when they put that beat down on our, you know, they just LSU just say, you know what, you know, this lady put shoes on us. I mean, Kobe Bryant will put brand new shoes on us. That's his legacy. You had Lil Wayne, you know, New Orleans' favorite son out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, with a suit. And a tie. Not no hip hop. He had a suit and a tie. You know, sometimes you got to play that role. I tell these young guys, but you got to play that role. But you know what? Every woman in America, I think maybe 80% of them watch that game. Because I know my daughter, they watch that game. Because, you know, they in these 6 feet and stuff too. But, you know, that was a money game. Everybody made money off it. Everybody made cheese.
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to the Huckleberry.
What's up, Kale's Corner Nation? How y'all doing out there today?
All right.
That sounds like a nice name right there. That got a nice ring to it.
Come on, B&B. I got a name for you, too. B&B, Bathroom Boy. What's happening with you?
You're going to compliment. You're going to do that to me.
Oh, man. I've been waiting for 3 weeks to say that to you, man. I swear. But you've been like Superman. You coming to that phone booth and you gone, pew, pew. I ain't been able to catch you. But trust me, bruh. Trust me. I've missed you, man. I've missed your voice. I've missed your voice for more than 15 seconds. Trust me. I'm glad to hear you on the podcast. But listen, back to what we were talking about. I'm glad to hear y'all brought up the media, because the media is what does this. You know, the players, you know, if you really look at it, players, football, baseball, they don't really pay no attention to that. They want to play ball, you know.
Yeah.
They all out pointing fingers, showing off their rocks, their rings, flexing when they do something good, you know. So when you don't, when you can't do something good, you get flexed on, you know.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
I believe it or not, and everybody got their own opinion, you know, and everybody's entitled. So I'm not trying to disagree with anybody, but I'm just telling you how I see it. I had a friend call me after the game was over with, and he's a black guy. He was like, "Hey, bruh, that was a good game." He said, "The only thing I didn't like the fact that what's the girl for LSU, Adrian or whatever, the star player for LSU, how she kept down." I saw the same thing, but it really didn't bother me that much. But Caitlin Clark was walking off the court, was paying no attention to her at all, and she damn near walked over to her and put her finger in Caitlin Clark's face. You know, it really didn't bother me that much. But when my friend called me, he said, "I'm glad LSU won," because he's down in Mississippi. "I'm glad LSU won. I just didn't like what she did." You know, the players, I'm sure the players could care less. So I'm just trying to say, we can't let the media all the time get us upset with the people that are out there performing, because the media, their only job, that's all a critic is. To come out and critique, and a fan is a fanatic. So, you know, you can't sit back here, we can't, and just go on what they say, because if we do, we'll be back in the 50s. These guys come out there and they deliberately try to cause, and I'm gonna cut it short, because like sis, I don't want to get up on my soapbox. But the media, I've noticed here lately, they deliberately try to bring dissension between players, between teams, between owners and players, you know, between the fans and the players, you know. I mean, if you just watch it every day, they want to come out, what difference does it make if this guy decided he wanted to give this guy this amount of money? That was his money, you know. But the media tried to turn it into something different. You know, I haven't heard, I don't know who said all those other comments about Monkey and all of that stuff. I didn't hear that. I haven't heard it. And I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
But it had to be the media.
It had to be the media. It was the media. That's what it was, the media.
You know, so.
So, 57, let me just ask you this then. Let me ask you this, since you, I don't know if you say you or your friend didn't like it or whoever didn't like it. Let me ask, when has talking trash, why everybody so sensitive and just because she put her finger up and walked through the face and all that? The game was over at that point. Like, it was really over. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me finish. The game was over. Like, people was walking off. I mean, it was 0-0-0 on the clock. It was no time left on the clock. Like, if it was a man's game, everybody would be cheering right now. If it was men doing it, everybody would be cheering and saying, it's just competitive. You know, that's the competitiveness in that person, da, 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 da. But since it's a woman doing it, a black woman at that doing it, then now everybody got their fantasy.
It didn't have to be a woman. It could have been a man. I mean, this is my opinion.
But it was,
this is my opinion. The game was over.
That's what I'm saying. I know.
Hold on.
Opinion,
you gave your opinion, sis. Let me finish. Let me finish, please.
You didn't let me finish. And when I was talking, you were cutting me off.
You cut across me. You cut across me.
But
go ahead,
was,
sis. You got the stage. You got the
sofa.
Stage. You got the stage,
go
sis. Go ahead. I don't want it.
Well, let me
go
say
ahead
this.
To the next person.
Let me say this. When I first saw Reese doing it, and Treese and Kane can attest to this, I was like, why is she all up in her face? Why is she doing that? But upon Damon, Debo, and talking with Treese and Kane, I found out that Caitlin was doing that all of the first and second half. First and second quarter. You know?
Right.
So,
I don't know how.
She was
losing. I don't know how.
But you cutting across. Hold on.
But she was,
let him finish.
She was hitting.
Now you cutting across
hitting
too,
her,
man. Come on, man.
She was hitting her shots. She was making her shots. So that's what she was celebrating. Her personal achievements, and she was throwing it up in LSU players' face because it wasn't just Reese that had a problem with her. The whole LSU bench, if you watch all of them, start doing the John Cena. Now, Reese was the only one that did the John Cena and pointed at her ring finger that I saw.
Right.
Well,
but everybody
what I saw was Reese was the only one that was in somebody's face, walking in Caitlin Clark's face. After the game was over with, I have no problem. During the game, if we going like that, but the game was over with, the girl has conceded the fact that they lost. She's walking off the court. All the bravado stuff is over with. Go take your trophy, and when you and everything you did, you beat her butt, you know, go take your trophy and get it and do what you got to do. All that other stuff wasn't necessary. Wasn't necessary.
Well,
you did it during the game. Let it rest.
Well, Eric, let me say what Eric said. Eric said if it was men after the game, they would be hospital. It would have been a hospital visit if no competition was straight disrespect. That was straight disrespect.
Mm.
That's what he said.
I agree.
Yeah. And I think what we're losing – sight of is the moment, the excitement of the moment. And this girl did this to us. Now it's my turn to do it to her and not just do it to her, but show her when you should do it after the game is over. After you've already won, then you come with all that can't see me and nonsense once you've won. But if you ain't won nothing yet, what are you celebrating early for?
Right.
You know? So,
But Kale, do you know in the South Carolina game when they beat South Carolina, she was doing it in that game too. So they took offense to it. Why they like, we don't gotta guard her. She was waving them off, like shaking her hand, like, we don't got to guard them. They ain't S-H-I-T. They ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't worry
mm-hmm.
about her. I mean, like, she was being straight disrespectful this whole series. When they played South Carolina, she was disrespectful. When she was playing LSU, she was disrespectful. So, I mean, what you expect? I don't know what to expect if somebody being totally disrespectful the whole time. Like, because they calling her the young Steph Curry. You know, she the face of the WNBA. They did that. So a little of that might have gotten into her head, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it might have gotten to her head. So she out there doing the John Cena, you can't see me. She thought they was going to win. You know what I'm saying? So, and they didn't. So I think she just got a little ahead of herself. She was feeling
Debo
I think a lot of this.
Debo said at the Super Bowl, Aaron Donald pointed at his ring finger, and they talked good about it all week. There was no problems with him doing that. Go ahead.
See what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Now, I'm just going to say, I just think a lot of this has to do with the fact that that girl did whatever other players do during the game. You done seen Damon Stoudemire, Steph Curry, all of these people, when they in that moment and they rolling, they telling other people, get out of the way, I got him. Or they hit a shot and he's shimmering all the way down the court. You know, I think it's because the color of this girl and the fact that she's a bad basketball player, a good, she's a very good basketball player. And she was out there and she was burning people. And all the way up till she got to LSU, they figured out how to slow her down. You know, nobody else had done it, but they did. You know, so I just think a lot of people getting upset because of how she played during the game. But after the game, the girl said nothing bad about anybody. She took her lumps and walked off the court, and that was it. So I don't know why we get so upset.
It's the media. It's the media, basically. It's the media. Because recent things ain't bad either.
What LSU did of 57, they allowed Caleb get hurt. What LSU did, they allowed Caitlin to get hurt. They stopped everybody else. If you look, Caitlin still had her 30-something points, but her assists were lower than because the LSU focused on the rest of the team. And they knew that Caitlin could not beat them by herself. So, and that strategy that they came with in South Carolina, it didn't work for them in this game because LSU shooters, they was hitting that perimeter shot like it wasn't nothing. Them girls, I mean, before the half, I forgot the young lady's name, but she just flung the ball off the backboard for a three-pointer. I was like, man, it's day night.
Carson.
Them young ladies going. Carson. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
thank
Carson.
You. I said it's day night. It is day night. There's nothing Iowa can do to these women. All right, let's bring Brother Tang in. He's been patient. I know he's been chomping at the bit. What's up, bro?
Kills calling the family. Much love and respect. How everybody doing today? What's up, big bro?
What's up, T? What's happening with you?
Southeast Steve in the house. Hey, y'all already know, man. I ain't even going to start talking about it because we're going to end up saying the same thing. But look, competitiveness is competitiveness. In the moment, she was in the moment. She was feeling good. And that's just what it was. And I'm going to leave it at that. She did what she did. It's over with. We need to be talking about how good they played, like you said, what they did, how they overcame, whatever they had to overcome all year round. The last 2 years, because the coach, Miss, what's her name?
Malachi.
Man, she turned that whole college around. When she got there, they had only won 9 games. Then last year they won 20-some games, and this year they won 20-some games. So I'm proud of them girls, man. They was in the moment, man. Everybody had doubted them. She just did what she did. And like you say, showing the ring, I would get ready to say the same thing. I watched Aaron Donald do it. I watched Steph Curry do it. And when they see them doing it, all they say is he's pointing to his finger. He's getting another ring. He's getting another ring. When it's men, it's all gravy. But when it's female, they expect the female just to be dainty all the time, which we know that ain't what it is. Them girls competitive just like men. Some of them probably can play better than a lot of men. And speaking on, speaking on stuff that happened, looking at football when what's the quarterback name that was just down there with that came from Cleveland, went to North Carolina? Remember when he went into the middle of the joint? This was in college. And he slammed the thing down. But soon as the San Francisco 49ers do it 2 years later in the NFL, they said it was competition. So let's just let it be competition because that's what it was, man. Everybody get caught up in the moment and you do what you do.
Now, what about after the competition stops? What about after the competition stops? After the game is over with and the competition is over. You know, you haven't seen any quarterbacks. I understand that. I hear what you're saying.
That's in the moment. That's in the, it wasn't like it was the next
So it's still in the moment after the game is over with.
Absolutely.
The game is over with. It's still in the moment.
All in the moment.
Okay.
You're still
Okay, cool.
You still agenda.
Okay.
You're
I don't
your
agree
moment.
With you,
you're
but that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
I hear you. I'm just telling you. That's in the moment. The game
okay.
They were still on the floor. That's in the moment. That whole time,
I think right now,
even when they were in the back of the locker room, they still was in the moment. Because you're going to continue to cheer and hoop and holler and celebrate and throw water on each other. All that is still in the moment to me.
Okay.
Hey, y'all, real quick. Debo said, Westbrook rock babies in your face. It is what it is. No matter how old you are or what you do in life, when they don't get their way, they remind you of what it is. You know what I mean?
We got
Red P on. Let's bring in Red.
That is so true.
What's up, Red? What's up, Red?
Tell all the chains in the twinkling of an eye. When it comes to Sister Reese, I'm talking about with a twinkling and Sister McCuckley, it comes to the twinkling of them eyelashes, but they was changed, though. They was changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. Changed. Hey, I heard y'all talking. I heard my brothers and sisters, Sister T, Brother 57. Who else that was talking and walking on KO's Corner right here, live, right now? DMV Kevin, I heard y'all talking. Who was that?
Southeast D.
To my brother, too. Know what I'm talking about? But a change. We shall all be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And what happened for that young lady? And what happened for the LSU Tigers was they was changed. And in the moment, I heard one of y'all say, in the moment. When you in the moment, let's talk about when you in the moment. When you making a baby, you in the moment. Oh, no, come on. Right? It's not necessarily you trying to make a baby, but in the moment, you might make a baby, right? Change with a twinkling of an eye, right? In a moment. In a moment, you might go to the bathroom and let yourself go. In a moment, change, right? But in a moment, what happened for that young girl was she made an expression. She made an expression that Bama's been making for years, right? But because the black little girl, right? The black little skinny little girl, right? With eyelashes, right? Getting all them rebounds, setting records in the NCAA because she did it to the white little girl who been making 40 points a game but been doing the same thing to other teams and talking jive and trash. It's a bad thing. All they said when Vanilla Ice said Ice Ice Baby, it was the best thing since apple pie, right? But then now when NWA said Sice Ice Baby, something was wrong with that. When Eminem said go shut the roof down and pop Molly's and Skittles, it was a good thing. But now, right? Huh? See what I mean? The change. We shall all be changed in a moment with the twinkling of the eye. If you really understand me, then you know what I just said to y'all right here live on Kale's Corner. Y'all know who this is. Ain't no stutter, ain't no stepping. Always got the words that's pepping. The people's hype man at DC Hype Man. Just remember, we all can be changed in a moment. I got changed in a moment. Right? I guess so can nobody, how can you chastise somebody for being in a competitive moment?
Right.
Pass the plate and make sure y'all send the donations to TJsChampions.org. The doors of the church are now closed. Bye, Bammers.
Reverend T.
I the parts of what Rev just said that I caught, one part was how can you judge these young ladies in a moment of excitement in a moment of accomplishment, because this championship has been a goal of these young ladies. I'm sure since they stepped in the LSU practice facility. And not only did they find themselves successful, these young ladies set a new NCAA championship game record in the points that were scored. So
they
put their names in the record books not once but twice. So to show your aggravation or your ill feelings towards Caitlin's gestures, pretty much understand why they did that. And like I said, when I first saw Reese doing it, I was like, why is she doing that? What? Get off. The girl ain't even looking at you, because Caitlin wasn't even looking at her. She was walking off the court. And I was like, okay, you proved your point. You are the champion. Leave it alone. But like I said, upon discussion, I found out that this is what was done by Caitlin towards the LSU team. So my mama used to always say, if you're old enough to dish it out, you got to be strong enough to take it back. That's all.
Fact.
And the media, that Iowa media, shame on y'all. Shame on y'all for not just what you did to LSU, but what you guys did to the young ladies in South Carolina as well.
Right.
As well. And I for one, cannot believe that there's still reckless, ludicrous reporting like this that's being accepted. And I really hope them guys find it in themselves to make this right. All right, y'all. The men's game. San Diego State Aztecs lost to Connecticut 76-59. And I'm telling y'all, I don't know if it was a defensive battle. I don't know if it was missed baskets. I don't know what it was, but I know this game put me to sleep. I know this game had me like, oh, my goodness, why is it not over with yet? And I'm looking at the quarters. I'm like, oh, wow, it's only the third quarter. That's right. They playing four quarters. Wow, please let this game hurry up and end. Congrats to the young man. Treece, you got me calling that boy Sunoco. congrats to that young man. And not just him, but the backup center. That guy came in and was.
That's Killigan.
Who?
Killigan.
The rookie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he came in and was a trend setter.
Killigan.
You know, Killigan came in and was a trend
Cleagan, setter. That's his name. I'm sorry. His name is Cleagan. I'm sorry.
Cleagan. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, I didn't know his name at all. So Cleagan. and that young man, you know, that young man really came in. But I'm serious, y'all, because the game was so boring to me. It was really, truly boring to me. And I was, as I'm on the phone talking, I'm trying my best to keep the conversation because I'm so bored and about to go to sleep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, congratulations again to UConn. Bringing another championship back to UConn, you know. But I got to ask y'all, was anybody surprised for real?
No.
UConn did exactly what I expected them to do. Go,
Come on, Lou. What was, you weren't surprised, Lou?
No, I thought it'd be a little bit of a closer game towards the end because, you know, San Diego has pulled off some pretty close games in their tournament play, and I thought it would be more, a little bit more competitive, though. But other than that, I think we probably knew that UConn was going to win. Yeah, I'm a happy camper.
Okay. What about you, Steve? Were you surprised?
No, I wasn't surprised because the first thing, you got a good coach. I mean, you know, Hurley, you know, he come from a family of coaches. So, you know, he let his fantastic point guard, you know, then he got, like he called him Sunoco. I used to work at Sunoco. That's where I left. And then you got the Captain Jackson. You know, that people forgot him. Like he said, when he mentioned, he kept mentioning Jackson, his captain. And that's an honorable thing to mention your captain, you know, the team. He mentioned his little boy on the team because he's a freshman. But Jackson ought to feel good. Jackson's probably going to be like the 15th, 16th pick of the NBA draft this year, you know, because he can fly with just about anybody. But Sunoco, he can probably be like with the Wizards. Yeah, I hope so, you know.
I ain't going to do that to that boy. I hope they don't do that to that boy.
Big center.
I hope they do not do that to him. You know, I hope that young boy goes somewhere that will not just appreciate him, but show it in how not, they play him and where they play him.
Not Charlotte, you know? Not Charlotte. We'll see him come to us.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll take him.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take him. But I really want, and I know Tang is over there saying all type of stuff on mute. But I hope the man, goes somewhere that's together already. You know,
okay.
I hope he goes somewhere where they you know, their organization is a little better. Than ours, as far as what they are able to do.
Big bruh. That's what we were talking about, bruh. You needed another center. Now you want to send somebody away?
Yeah,
come
man.
On, man. I told you, our team is in the right position and they're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to send him away when we just were talking about we need some more beef in the middle? Whereas though, sometimes you can put Porzingis at the power forward. No, don't speak that to an existence, bro. No, don't do that.
Oh, man. I'm
that's
serious,
why,
we,
why
man.
You think we losing these games so we can for these lottery balls?
And that
we
right,
need
but,
that. That's
that
what
is,
we need.
That's upsetting to me as well, Tang. That's very upsetting. That is very, very upsetting. Because, I didn't say I don't want him. What I say is I would like to see the young man go somewhere where they're not tanking, where it's not the confusion of this guy is this and that guy is that and you need to play.
We don't have that no more, big bro. We just saw the scene of tank the last 15 games because we saw what they was doing. Because, like I said, getting in the eighth or seventh spot in the East is a no winner. You going out first round anyway.
Tank,
I don't care
like
who they
okay.
are.
You sound like you're okay with tanking 15 games.
Listen to me, bro. I've been saying it 2 weeks ago. If you remember on the show, I said I already see what they doing. Okay, we not gonna call it tanking. We playing for the lottery balls. I'm not going to say tanking then, because that's what teams do.
Okay.
A-K-A tanking.
It ain't like you the first team that ever did it. This has been going on all
not.
Our life in basketball.
Yep. It's not.
But what we're doing is putting ourselves in position to get somebody like that. So we can build, like I said, this Tommy Shepard third year, this Wes Unseld second year. We're not giving them no time. Everything, I know it's our team and we want to win right now, but we got to enjoy the journey, man. Enjoy the journey. Let's watch everything turn around. And we saw it.
I'm not enjoying the journey, man. I'm not enjoying
it. I am.
Enjoying the journey.
Look, I ain't trying to be like the Dallas Cowboys, okay?
Ho. Who is that, Southie thing?
That's right. That's me.
Trying to get me riled up over here.
Look, there's somebody else on there, too. I'm talking to, you know. sorry, Lou.
Oh, man.
I agree with Tay. I agree with Tang. Huh? You know, so since we can't say the word tank, what's the phrase you said we use it to tank? We can't say tank. What we saying?
Yeah, no, we ain't gonna say tank 57. We just gonna say trying to get the most lottery balls in and just enjoy the journey.
Since we're trying to get the most lottery balls in there, you hear that, man?
We haven't seen no organization turn around overnight. It always takes 4 to 5 years, man. Just let this ride out.
Hey, Debo said, I guess we've been playing for lottery balls since 2010. Come on.
And guess what? He's absolutely right, but with the wrong GM. Our GM, Tommy Shepard, had to come in here and flip and turn this whole squad around.
When
we had Eddie Bumfield, he couldn't do nothing. Didn't nobody want to
Eddie Bumfield.
Bumfield, yes, sir.
Yeah, Bumfield.
Come on, man.
So
y'all ain't giving this
thing. It's safe to say since 2010, our organization has done nothing right but tank.
Well, we gave away a championship team.
I can't say they tanked since 2010 because they was trying their hardest, and they was playing the whole season. This is the first time I ever seen them be smart and put the guys that's on the bench to get burned throughout a whole game so we can really see who's going to be on the team. Usually, we'd have been seeing the stars in here the whole time. If we know we're not going to do nothing, man, let's see what we got on our bench so we can see what we're going to really get rid of and what we're not going to get rid of. This is the first time I've seen this in 10, 20 years. It's a process to a big bro. I promise you. It's a process.
Well,
and I understand we only got the Cats and the Nets and the W and the Mystics to get championships. And I know everybody really wants the Bullets and the Washington Commanders to get a championship, but it's just not their turn yet. Look at how you and your process with your team, and you see how everything going. You see Ron Rivera coming here. I know everybody was teed off with him and all that, but like we always say, he was going through something that had his mind a little, real messed up because he was fighting for his life. But you saw him bring Eric Bieniemy in there. You seen all the players that y'all done got. You seen him finally giving these players the money and not franchise tagging everybody. The Wizards are going through the same thing that the Commanders are going through. It's a process and a journey. And we got to just take the ride and just enjoy it. Now, if don't nothing happen in 5 years for both of these teams, and the Bullets only got two more years.
I was just getting ready to say that.
The Bullets only got two more years because this is our coach's second year.
Yeah.
So I'm giving them to 4 years to see what's going on. But I'm going to honestly say the Commanders, I ain't going to say it's going to take them 5 years to be really legitimate and being in playoffs because they got hella five players. Y'all just got to see what y'all quarterback going to do. You see the process that your team doing, and you ain't going on them. They worse than the Bullets.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that either. I mean, I know the Sunday Bullets.
That's the Southeast team. I know the Bullets when they first started.
Wait a minute,
then,
hold on. You couldn't call somebody. Hold on 1 second. Let them finish and
okay.
then you go.
They actually played to go to the playoffs, and the game was taken away from them. We all agreed on that. The Wizards have been tanking.
But we
watched
your coach do some dumb stuff, so that was like tanking. Your coach did some crazy stuff, so that was like tanking.
Yeah.
He took out the quarterback that had
y'all
and then put Wentz back in, which the whole nation knew that was a no-no. But he did it probably for a reason.
It's
the same thing.
I agree. But that's one game compared to 15.
Bro, they only got 16 games. They can't try to make the play-in with 20-some games left. Of course there's going to be more games that we tank. And y'all only have to tank in one or two games. That was at the end of the year. You only played 16 games, bro. They playing 82 games throughout the whole season.
Come on, Steve.
Well,
okay, what I was saying is I've been a Wizards Bullets fan since 78, right, when they won the championship. And I met Bobby D at the Popeyes 2 weeks later, right? He gave me I gave him a dollar to sign it, right? But still, I seen this team go up and down. And then remember when we had, we had the dream team, LaJuan Howard, Golden State. Strickland, we had them all, right? And guess what? One night killed it. A freaking party. You know, one black woman, one white woman, a freaking party, and Suitland, that was it. That was the end of the Wizards, okay? Ever since then, you know, you had little bits and pieces and stuff. We just traded away a good player to the freaking Lakers. And I'm like, man. We messed up. So what I'm saying, I'm like, what you call them? Let's lose and get some balls. Right now, we're not even in a playoff scene right now, you know, because they got the playing games. And you got four teams go on the playoff games to get to the playoffs. So we're not even in it. So that's good. So right now, let's just lose half of our games.
First of all, that party was in Woodmore. It wasn't in Suitland, first of all.
Okay.
Secondly.
Rod Strickland got speed in a couple times in Suitland.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
exactly.
Big setup.
Exactly. And secondly, the fact that you brought up further take my understanding and my just ride with them attitude away. Because we had a championship team. Not a championship caliber, an actual championship team who was waiting for it. And what happened? We traded them all away. And they went
Detroit
on.
Detroit Pistons. That's right.
They went on
Jordan,
to Detroit
Jordan,
and became,
Bumfield traded them all away. To get the North
Carolina
crew
here.
But
it was our team, y'all. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
How much
pain?
We had all three of those guys on our team
at
the same time, and we got rid of them. One by one.
We got five guys and went to
Rasheed
Detroit.
Wallace, Ben Wallace,
uh-huh.
Rick Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
They all went on to win a championship.
Don't forget Ham
and we got rid of
Don't forget Ham and don't forget the coach.
At
the coach that later on coach for the Lakers.
Oh, yep, I forgot about him.
That's right. That's five people.
That's right. That's five that we watched go away.
So like Payne is saying, we got to be patient, man, and to go through building a team instead of getting rid of everybody. Yeah, we ain't got no patience. We want an instant winner. Next year we want a winner on the court, but we ain't got it now, And if we ain't getting an instant winner in the draft, we're going to have to wait a couple of years before we even really in close to championship potential as far as playing for the Eastern Championship. We're not even there yet. I'm looking at a good team in Chicago. Not because you on the phone, sis, but Chicago got a good team. But look at all the people they got to go through to try to get to the championship game. We're not even there yet.
Listen, man. It's not about any of that. Since all those trades, let's go over the Wizards' history. We've had guns brought into our locker room, okay? We've had players outing other players. It's not funny. We've had everything except for a professional product. We've had it all. None of this stuff.
Bum field.
No, when I was at that game, they had the guns.
Big bro, what do you always say is start from the top? Bumfield didn't care, man. We got somebody at the top that the players can't go over top of the coach head and go to him and get the coach fired. That's what went on in the last 15 years with us.
Look,
when you always say the players was running the asylum, that's what was going on. The players was really running it. The last years, that's not what goes on. Because Tommy Shepard going to tell you, hey, don't come up in my office talking. That's my man. That's who you go down there and deal with. I don't have nothing to do with it. We finally getting it done the right way.
Shane, you are only mentioning the left side of the bread. You got the left side, the peanut butter jelly, then you got the right side of the bread. Make that whole sandwich, bruh. Make that whole
sandwich. What you think they're doing? Hold on, bruh. Come on, man. So what you think they doing?
You can't just go out and do this
and grab this person and grab this person to make your sandwich like that. You ain't in the house making a real sandwich. This takes time. You can't just make that sandwich like that on no organization. You ain't never seen an organization make a sandwich like that.
Never.
But Detroit had to go through an organization
get in its own way as many times that this Wizards team. Come on, man. We trade away Chris Webber and keep Juwan Howard. I'm not talking about 20 years ago, man,
when we sat there and said what was going on. Chris Webber was hanging out with Essence too much. They was doing things that... Back, like, if we seen our players today, man, we would be getting on them. But back then, we didn't care. Chris Webber at the go-go every Friday and Saturday night if they didn't have to play.
And smoking weed every day.
I told y'all that I saw today's Wizards players at the club every night that damn club was open and in the back smoking weed.
It wasn't Essence. That club you talk about, that's what a lot of players do. I'm talking about, you know, it's only certain few players that could have been on that team to go see Essence and would have been cool in there, and you know it. Come on now. I'm talking about Essence, not no regular club. Everybody can go to a regular club and enjoy themselves, but all of them can't go see Essence. And you know that. Chris Webber, like my man, she said, that was putting the dookie in people's shoes. He had a pass like him. Even John Wall probably could have got accepted in there, but he knew not to go see no S's or backyard.
Everything y'all talking about right now is so old. Y'all gotta give these new players a chance to develop, to get the chemistry and prosper. Like y'all putting all the old baggage on this new era team, and y'all expecting the same results, but y'all not getting the same results. Y'all are getting some totally different results. Because y'all just got to have patience right now. You got to have patience. If you don't have nothing else with this sport right here, you have to have patience. And you need 2 more years to see what happens. Let me ask you a question.
Are you blaming Rare Essence Are you blaming Red Essence?
No. Okay. No, I'm not blaming Red Essence. What I'm saying is Chris Webber was so comfortable here dealing with these guards out here that we all know going to see Essence. That's his fault. But we gave him that pass because they loved him, just like Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert Arenas was able to do anything he wanted in D.C.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we're not supposed to give him that love. But what I'm saying is going to see Essence was not the right thing for Chris Webber to be doing. That's what really got him up out of here. I'm telling you, man. They were like, oh, nah, he hanging with too many foolish guys. I ain't gonna say what they really were saying, but you know what they were saying, man.
Yeah, I know what they were saying.
I'm like my man. We need balls in the NBA draft. we need new balls. I'm just saying when we get to lose half the games, yeah, they get new balls so we can have a better team. So that's what I think. You know, right now we're 11, right? You know, lose half the game, we can get down to 13th. You know, Detroit and Houston gonna get the first two. You know, regardless, not let them do some sneaky thing in the closet in that room and stuff. Then the Wizards all of a sudden abracadabra got, you know, top pick. You know, like they did that stupid boy Jordan pick. But you know. But most of all, you know, the NBA is it's super teams now. It's not what you can put on the thing. It's super teams. You got people that got all these players that was once a good player at their own team. Now they're joining a bunch of other young folks, and they got a super team. Lakers, super team. Golden State, super team. Philly, super team. You know, except for Brooklyn. Brooklyn thought they had a super team, but guess what? They wind up with
you
two
wins. You call the Lakers a super team?
Yeah, I call them a super team.
Why?
Tell me why. The Wizards.
Because LeBron is there?
Because LeBron did AD there. Remember, AD was from New Orleans. Don't forget that.
Hey, bro. Let's stick in the present, because all the past I know about. Let's just go on from here to the present. Listen, the Lakers are not a super team just because they got LeBron and AD. Let me tell you what they've done. LeBron done pulled the okie doke on us like he always does. He's learned how to play the game, play hurt all during the year, then taught it to AD, then taught it to a whole lot of other players in the NBA. So now the Lakers getting ready to make a move. And I'm listening to them today. A lot of people, even Perkins, picking them to come out of the West and play for the championship. Why?
Yeah.
Because LeBron healthy, AD healthy. They don't play the game on us, man, the whole year.
Yeah.
But I still don't consider them a super team.
And they went from number 12 all the way down to number 6.
Exactly. That way they can be in a good position.
Yes.
Yep. And LeBron's done this before. He's done this before. He did it in Cleveland, so they wouldn't have to play the best team in the playoffs.
Oh, but when we went to Miami, that was like a jackpot. That was the first super team when he went to Miami. And then when Kobe and Shaq got together, that was a super team. You know, let me talk about my team right now. The Wizards need Sunoco to be on their team, the elite, and then a free player for they can be a super team too. Okay.
Hey, Steve.
Stop talking about
Steve,
getting rid of Bill. Go ahead.
Steve, Boston in this generation was the first super team. That's why LeBron had to make a super team because he couldn't deal with Ray Allen and Pierce and Garnett. Now, I know there's some super teams before then, but I'm just talking about in this last generation that when we've seen guys really start teaming up with a team, two and three of them on the one team, that started with Boston.
Yeah, and just think if they had Lynn Bias, oh, my God, with Bird and Pearson, oh, my God, that was, man.
Hey, you know what, y'all? We're going to take a quick one, y'all.
All right.
563-999-3782. A little bit of red essence.
Yeah. We got enough, fellas. Don't send us no more, please. Sierra. Yeah, Rayshawn, happy birthday, Rayshawn.
Money T. My nigga Bird.
Birthday shit.
Bird.
Birthday shit.
Yeah.
Still rocking for Twin.
Battle Man.
Birthday C.
Land on the stars, AC. 440 boy.
I know Debo was partying. I know Tang was partying. Because Kel Sula was partying. Come on, my bad.
I was partying.
Come on, my bad.
Was
partying too.
Yeah, come on, Trees. Come on, Trees. Come on,
Kirby Trees. Said, since y'all talking about super teams, he said the Kel Corner is a super team all by itself.
Go ahead, Ted.
Oh, thanks, Kirby.
Kirby.
Kirby said that.
Go ahead, Kirby. Now you're going to get your Motown music, Kirby. Kirby texted me earlier today. He said, I'm going to be listening, and I want to hear some Motown instead of all that jiggity junk you play. Kirby, your Motown
we don't. Coming, guys. We need our prayer warriors for Kirby. He's not feeling well again, so we got to, you know, send our prayer warriors.
No, we got you. We got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I know Tang going to cuss me out for this right here, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Come on with it.
I would like to see us get rid of everybody except, I'm just the way I feel. I would like to see us get rid of everybody. Except Bill, and the only reason why I want to keep Bill around is he can show the new players where the bathroom is. But I'd like to see us build our team up from the bottom. I would like to see us build our team up from the bottom and turn it into a winner the real way. I mean, you look at Golden State. Other than Iguodala, you know, their core group of people are still there. Mm-hmm. They don't won four championships. They built that team from the ground up because it was a sorry team. Why is it so hard for us
he
to do the same
Mark.
Thing?
Go
ahead. Go ahead, T.
57. If you look at the last three games, everybody we brought up from the G League, who we have gotten in the draft, and them boys is balling. They're going to be all right. They get them had a confidence.
Okay.
That's why I say I've been watching them bring up the people from the G League, letting them play. Things that we ain't never seen that before. We just would have kept everybody in the G League, and we'd have kept the stars in there to play through the whole year. But they're bringing them up so they can weed out who they're going to get rid of, because me and Big Brother, we was having this conversation. And I like Morris and all that, but I think Morris is going to be one of the guys that go. Because we're going to have to give them too much money when we just brought up Johnny Davis. We just brought up that young dude Jackson. And I know we're going to keep Delonte Wright. You know
and
what I'm
Walker?
Saying? So they are doing that, 57. I promise you, they doing that. They really trying to build a team now. They not just picking people from here. The only person we really got on that team that been there forever is Bill. Everybody else is who we had to weed out and people that we didn't get in the draft.
Yeah.
Even the big dude that I saw the other night, can you remember his name, Big Bruh? And I said he looked like Valachunas. I'm like, who the hell is that? And Big Bruh said that was the center that we had gotten the draft. But you know what I mean? It's going to take time, man. It's going to take a little time. Like I say, next year they should be rock and roll. I'm expecting for them to be in the fifth or sixth spot next year. I'm going to tell you that, man.
There's no reason why Sacramento should be that far.
Dango still be there? Cook. That's his name, Cook.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll leave it up to you, Tang, because I know you watch them every night. If they on, you watch.
Tang talking about Huff.
I know that.
Jay Huff. I'm sorry,
57.
He was talking about Jay Huff.
Huff.
H-U-F-F.
Sorry, sis.
And tonight, they're going to get their junk. Tonight, they're going to get their junk split to the white meat.
They're
playing Milwaukee. They're playing Milwaukee, and you got Porzingis out with an illness.
Watch out from
what
the
he got?
Somebody else out too.
But you know what though, Big Brother? We're gonna watch the youngins go out there and play their heart out though. So just pay attention to that. And like you say, I already know. Like you say, I'm with you. They're gonna lose. But let's just watch and see how competitive our youngins be. That's what we're looking for, bro. So we can see who really gonna be ready to run with these boys next year. Because we know ain't no reason to talk about who we want to get rid of. Because we know Kuz, we know Bill, we know Porzingis, Gaffney, Avdija. Them type of guys gonna already be there. DeLon Wright, even though he's still out there balling with us, but them guys gonna be there next year. We gotta figure out who's gonna be able to run with us when we can take them out when they need that break, and who gonna keep the scoring going. That's what we got to watch out for right now. That's what we got. These last two games ain't about watching us win, bro. I promise you.
Okay.
And then we need to go get that boy from UConn from last night. Sudoku. There you go. Go get Sudoku.
Keep talking about it, Steve. We're gonna make sure he get over here.
That's right. I want him to come over here. Yeah, Sunoco, he can go to Sunoco gas station.
Why y'all keep saying Sunoco? Y'all acting like me over here.
It just sounds good, all right, sis.
Y'all. Yeah,
yeah.
All right, y'all, forgive me, but we got to go back a little bit in the program. We should have done this when we was talking the NBA, NCAA championship game. Lady, we did a pick, y'all. We all did a pick. Lady T, it's time for you to reveal who the winner was.
Okay. So,
and that's first and second. First and second
right,
place.
First,
right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So let me just say congratulations to everybody. I thank everybody for playing the game. I really do. Because we missed doing the Lady T's picks. I know I did. And I had fun doing it. So with that being said, all of our people that got one, it was four games. Remember, guys, it was four games played. So I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then I'll reveal the winner. So the people that got one game right, guys, Marcus, Mom Betty, Lady Reese, Selfie Steve, and my husband, Tang. Okay? Those were all the people that got one right. So the people that got two right is Lady T, myself, Kale, the best co-host on East Coast, Mima, and 57. Okay?
I knew it.
Got two right. And the winner of it all, okay, the winner that got three right, almost got a perfect score, but got three right is drum rolls, 007.
Oh, how you do that from the bathroom?
He didn't want from the bathroom, 57. And since you're talking, 57, since you're still talking, you and myself was tied for number two, the winner for number two. But you can have
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, no, I'm waving my ring in front of your face, baby. I got my ring.
I'm already playing. Look, I'm already doing it, John Cena. I'm already doing
it,
John Cena, over here.
I love you, sis.
007 cheated off his paper. So, 007, I will be sending you a Cash App here shortly. I will be sending you a Cash App in 57. you can get another shirt. You get to pick out what color shirt you want. So you just let me know.
We'll talk about that all later.
Okay. We'll talk.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. We got some bargaining to do.
You know what? I am not messing with you. Goodbye.
Love you, sister.
Oh, definitely. I love you back.
I text 007, and let him know he won. Y'all know he hung up. Somebody came in the bathroom.
So he
had to go real quick.
Somebody flushed the toilet and he lost his signal.
Oh, man. I can't.
You know what? Boy.
That is funny.
Boy.
That is funny.
But hey, that was a good round of Lady T's, y'all. I really Lady T's pick. I really enjoyed that. And hey, man, for real, thank you guys for participating. Seriously, you know.
Guess you have to put a brain to work and do something for baseball.
That's true.
Too long to do them.
No, we do the playoffs and yeah, there you go,
okay,
Tank.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's too many games for them.
You know what? Debo said,
Debo said, wait, what?
He works in the bathroom?
He goes to the bathroom, Debo, and calls. He goes to the bathroom so he can get on online, Debo. He's at work.
Yeah.
That's his office.
That's his office, Debo.
He's having a jerk, guy.
Lady
T.
He got two stalls, one for his office and one to lock people up.
I ain't messing with you. Come on, Kale.
Meemaw said, tell 57, send my money back. I didn't tell you about this because I wanted it to be a surprise. We're going to, in honor of the upcoming NFL draft, we're going to review you guys' mock draft. We're going to review you guys' mock draft at pick 99. You guys are mocked to take Blake Freeland, an offensive tackle from BYU. Pick 101, Sidney Brown, a safety from Illinois. Pick 102, Luke Schoenemaker, a tight end from Michigan. Now, I'm about to say I know the man. I can't, Shanahan Jr. Like I do, I know he's going to go in this draft to get y'all some more picks. I don't see him sitting still with just three picks. I really don't. I think he's going to go back into the draft, and I think some players will be traded, one being the quarterback that you guys have on the team that he and Shanahan have been at odds this offseason. I think that young man is going to be up on the trading block for some teams for their draft picks. So, right
Trey
now,
Lance?
Trey Lance, yes, yes. The thing about it, the draft picks that y'all need or want, the player has to be someone worth the draft picks that I'm feeling Shanahan wants. And I know Debo Samuels is going nowhere. I know no one from your defense is going anywhere. the only player that is expendable right now is Trey Lance. And again,
yeah, because you know who we're talking to. We've been talking to Lamar.
I think Lamar is going to have a conversation with everybody. Seriously.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people scared to put their foot forward to go out there, and a lot of people don't have the money for them. I think the people that got the money, like y'all, us, like
Commanders,
you know, like y'all not actually going for them, which I think is crazy. But I think Shanahan is. I mean, if he do trade Lance, I want Lamar. I don't want nobody else. I don't want nothing else. I don't want nobody else. Like, just let's do a trade off for him, and I'll be good with that. But
I like that. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm just a fan, though. You know, who am I? I'm a love team regardless of who we got. But I'll take Lamar.
Hey, look,
for Trey.
You buy jerseys. You got all kinds of San Francisco paraphernalia, so you got to say
something.
Yes,
I do. Shoot. Yes, I do.
You know? But I'm with you. Unless they getting Lamar Jackson, I can't really see San Francisco really needing anybody.
Right.
All you need is your quarterbacks to come back and be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see that trading block. Unless it's Lamar Jackson, I really don't see that trading block. I don't see them getting any rent or somebody's head is on the trading block. Unless it's Lamar Jackson. San Francisco got a great team.
Yes.
Kirby said we would have to give up a first and second rounder to get Lamar. I mean, I'll do that to get Lamar. Like, I'll trade 2, 3, 4 trades for him to get. I mean, because he's 25,
really,
26, 20. I'm just talking trades, but.
Okay.
I'll just give up two at least. I give up two at least, but
yeah.
I ain't giving up the whole bond for him.
Yeah, for real.
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of,
you know,
if they pick if they pick some 25 and 26, why not let them go? Because one thing I can say the 49ers with Shanahan and what's y'all GM name? They used to play with the what's his name?
John Lynch.
And them boys, they know how to run an organization, man. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the when you get them picks and you giving up them picks, they being 26 and 25, and we not
they
even
do.
There yet.
Yeah. Right. We're going to definitely get some more by then.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's true.
And
I can go with that.
A lot of times, those picks are like Monopoly money. You just got them all to use them as bait. You ain't really planning on using them on your team, but somebody else might need number 35 badly.
It's like buying Baltic Avenue. It's like buying Baltic Avenue.
Oh, no.
You really didn't want it, but it was right there in your hand. You know?
Yeah,
so I don't need no railroads.
Yeah, it'll bring you $60 if somebody land on it, you know?
Hey, man, you still play, man. That's what's up. $60. That's what that sucker gave you, too.
Yeah. Shoot.
Yes. So I mean, if
yeah.
Perhaps the San Francisco 49ers toss a massive curveball ahead of the 2023 NFL draft by trading away a notable commodity such as quarterback Trey Lance to land a first or second round pick. So it's out there, you know, it's out there. And I know everybody's saying that. Because Shanahan and Trey Lance had their little dispute. So I know that's why everyone is saying that. But at the same time, it's a fact that they had
dispute. I don't even remember the dispute that they had. I don't even remember that. I just remember him being hurt. Like, you know, he just got hurt and then, you know, it was just that. He was just hurt. I didn't know that they had a dispute. I don't even remember that.
Shanahan gave them some
news. I
ain't
never heard nothing about that.
Shanahan gave him some news at the end of the season that he didn't agree with. And some strong words were said back and forth. So that's what that was.
The research.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's take this call.
I never heard that. Okay.
This is my man, Cap. What it do, Cap?
Cap.
What up, y'all? What up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey, Cap.
What's up, Cap?
What's up, Cap?
What up? Hey, Cap,
I got a question, man. So, if Lamar doesn't go to Washington and he ends up in San Francisco, bless you, and he ends up in San Francisco, are you going to rep San Francisco?
I'll have six rings, my guy. I'll have six rings. Thank you, Lady T. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I'm there. You kidding me? I'm taking trips and everything.
That's right.
You take your trips and everything.
I know that's right.
Oh, man. Yeah, no doubt. Okay. Hey, man, you know, especially the way that Baltimore is doing this, young man. So, yeah, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. I give you all your props on that, you know.
I'm hurt.
Doesn't make any sense.
Come on,
I'm good. I like burgundy and gold, not red.
I mean, we burgundy.
Whatever that is. No, you're
we,
not.
We look
no,
burgundy when you look at it at night. It looks burgundy.
I need full burgundy in the day.
I ain't mad at you, bro. We on the red side. I know you're talking about.
Hey, listen. How much fun would Kale Corner be if everybody represented San Francisco? It wouldn't be no fun.
It wouldn't be no fun.
Now, what you should do is recruit Lou and your husband.
They too blue for me, Kel. They too blue. Like, they ain't even, you know, they not even in the family of red.
Man, Lou's going to hold it down at the stars. Man, he coming over there with all y'all.
You got to sneak a T-shirt on Tank while he sleep. And just say, baby, it was nice.
He'll wake up immediately.
What this on me?
I don't sleep that hard, big bro.
I know. What's this on me? Hey, Chief, stop playing, yo.
Okay.
I can see her standing around the corner, cracking up.
Yeah,
but nah.
I don't sleep that hard.
I knew he was going to say something.
Hey, Paul.
That's what he really said, though. Like, we talked for like an hour last night. He over there snoring. He don't sleep that hard.
Hey, 57, guess what, though? You can ask Lady T. I told her, in my sleep, I was laughing so hard because I heard how fast you hung up the phone because you said, hey, man, I talk to y'all tomorrow. I had her laughing about that.
I said, look, we ain't in no relationship. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot message y'all right now.
I forgot he said that last night. We ain't in no relationship.
Yeah.
I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Quick. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I think
so
the last team we got to worry about having Lamar Jackson is the San Francisco 49ers. They got rid of the quarterback they wanted to get rid of. Huh?
Yeah, because Garoppolo over in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sent Garoppolo to Vegas.
What'd you say,
Lou? I feel sorry for anybody that takes Lamar Jackson at this point.
Why?
Why?
after what he's playing everybody through. I mean, you know, he just playing everybody, and you know, he's causing a lot of friction. Yeah, you know, with the teams, with Baltimore and whatnot. So anybody who's gonna take him, I feel sorry for him.
He's caused no friction. He wants some money.
What friction are you talking about?
The other quarterbacks getting the money and stuff. Why not him? He had more productive yards and touchdowns and stuff than running touchdowns than anybody. I ain't gonna say I agree with Lou,
but I did hear that opinion today on watching the different shows. A lot of people were saying that.
Yeah.
He's an MVP. A unanimous MVP. Like, who else did that in the last 15 years? Who else did that unanimously?
Ain't nobody taking nothing from what he's done in the past.
Somebody mute their phone. They gotta throw
dirt on him so that he don't shine as bright as he really is.
Exactly.
They have to throw dirt on him. Hey, listen, y'all, this Kelspiracy real quick. I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't Baltimore that was putting that out there in a discreet, undisclosed manner. Seriously,
it would not surprise me. His teammates ain't saying nothing bad about him. That's who would know.
Ain't nobody. Nobody ain't saying anything bad about him.
Nothing.
Besides, don't sign a contract that he don't want.
Go to Green Bay and talk to some of those Packers players.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Go to Baltimore and talk to some of those Baltimore players. I guarantee the conversation would be completely different. It would be.
I'm telling you, they're mad at.
People already talking trash about Aaron Rodgers. A lot of those players already talk trash about him. They already
because
say bad things about him. Yeah, but they don't never know anything about Lamar. I've never heard anything about him.
At Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland messed everything up by going out and giving that boy all that money.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying, that's his money. I'm not taking nobody's money out of their pocket. You got it. But the owners are like, man, what the hell was the matter with you?
Right.
Giving that guy all that money. now we all got to collude together to keep this guy down. That's what's going on.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Exactly. You know?
Exactly.
You're right, 57, on that note. I believe that 1,000%.
And we've seen this before. When Dallas and Washington were financially penalized for going out and paying players more than the rest of the owners felt like players deserved. Us with Albert Haynesworth, and I forgot who it was with Dallas, who you guys paid. But we ended up losing draft picks and giving money to compensate the Albert Haynesworth move. And then that Bama got on the field doing the worm breaking.
That's because y'all didn't do it like Dallas did it. Dallas gave all their money to Emmitt Smith with a check the day they signed him in front of the media. So they gave it all to him in the beginning on a bonus. That's the way they were able to get around the rule and not get fined for the way they did it.
They still got fined. They were still fined.
No, they didn't.
Yes.
Tang, did Dallas get fined for signing Emmitt?
I don't remember.
Not for Emmitt. It was for somebody else. I know what Big Red's talking about. It wasn't for Emmitt that year. I don't think it was Emmitt. It was somebody else. I just can't remember who it was. But it wasn't Emmitt, though. Because like you said, they gave Emmitt that check on live TV.
Yeah.
Okay. But it just showed us. We had a first-hand look into how these owners conduct their business, the things that they do.
You had a first-hand look at it. You're going to fine me for signing a player to the amount that my team can afford? Why am I? Oh, because I didn't do what everybody else did.
The NFL is a big business. Ain't no different from Xerox, IBM, Boeing. You know, they do scrupulous stuff just like every big business does.
Yep.
But the next one going to be fine is Bidwell from Arizona, because they're accusing him of cheating everybody and stuff. So that's printed out today.
I will say this. The NFL is trying to clean up. They are trying to clean up. But I think that collusion game, I mean, you're the most watched, most attended sport in America. Stop being so cheap, man. Pay these dudes. You got sponsors. You got sponsors that are almost giving you all $1 billion to represent their product. You go, 007, call back in. What's up, dude?
No, I can't believe what I just saw.
It you got really about happened. 5 minutes. Get it, make it quick.
Yeah, you won. Oh, and know what? And I'm gonna thank 57 for picking our too, because I was like, you know what? Yeah.
And you had to get that dig in there, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, look! I was calling Bama. I'll be there. Oh, wow.
Hey, man, wow. I think it's your job, bro. I think your job is having a positive influence over you.
He talked to somebody.
Hey, you know what? I take that job any day, all day.
Yeah, man.
I hear you.
Oh, man. Maybe this year you'll actually win Lady T's picks.
You need to win one, though.
Football.
Well, hold on, 007. I have won before. I just didn't win last year.
Oh, I won last year.
You know, and plus, nothing.
Shots
anyway.
Fired.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Hey, Lady T, you should do a pick on the top. Like, who will pick the top 10 picks of the NFL draft? And who will come closer, get first and second prize?
That's a little too.
Yeah, like Steve, you retired or something, bro?
retired in a body, but not in the mind.
A whole lot of work to do it.
Yeah. As soon as he said, I said, I'm out. I don't know. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that. I'm out. Dude, that's too much work.
Yeah. Like I said, when what you gonna say? My body's here with me, but my mind is on the other side of town. So,
I did put in the $5 for the picks, right?
You was the first one,
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man, you won. Just take it, man. Be humble. You won. Leave it alone.
Yeah, I need lunch money.
You can pick mine up at my house.
Hey, look, what kind of position you got down there where you ain't getting free lunch, bro? I need to come down there and show you how to do this thing.
I got the gift and the gab. I just don't want that food. I want to go to Chipotle's or Shake Shack, something like that. I got to get the good food. Yeah, the Shake Shack. I got to get that Shake Shack on that hamburgers, you know what I mean?
Oh, you want some upscale. You want to go to Taco Bell.
Shake Shack.
I want to get bougie a little bit.
They just opened the Chick-fil-A down there. That man wants the Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah. I might go there for lunch break.
They don't serve black people in there over there.
They in the bathroom.
With that, Lady T, complete. Save us, please. This family say that. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
don't you know that black folks down there?
Yeah.
Give us the last word. Give us the last word.
Oh, hey, last word, thank God that I'm back on Kale's Corner just for a little bit, back and forth. And y'all have a blessed day, and I see y'all Thursday. Well, hear from y'all Thursday in the
that's
bathroom.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, boy.
I am not messing with him. Yeah. We just glad you're back, too. But listen, I want to say this to you guys. Don't forget to do the sick and shut in, you guys. Sick and shut in. That's like Kirby, Grandma, Uncle Byron, who else? Uncle Shorty. Don't forget Uncle Shorty. Aunt Tina. Who else, y'all? I mean, just, oh.
The world,
and then my cousin was in a car accident today. She was in a car accident. So send some prayers out to her. The one who runs Infinite Wisdom Homeschooling and Tutoring. She was in a car accident, you guys. So we're going to send some prayers up to her. She's in a lot of pain right now. But I want everybody to be safe. I want everybody to be careful. And I want everybody to be loving, okay? That's just first and foremost. Let's just all be loving to one another. But DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today. More than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. And we're going to love you guys so much more. You're going to feel it. Watch. I promise you. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Tell a friend, tell two friends to call the show. You guys can follow the show at Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. We love you guys so very much. And like we always say every week, I want to thank you guys for the 2 hours that you give us, all the fussing we go back and forth, but we love each other at the end. We love each other at the end. That's the most important thing, you guys, to love each other at the end. Kale, you have the last word.
All right, all right. If you love them, they should already know. If they don't, you ain't loved them enough. Love them up. Love them up. Love them up. Again, to Mimic Lady T, we really appreciate you guys giving this time to us and putting up with everything that we put up with during the course of a show. And thank you guys. I truly thank the Kale's Corner Prayer Warriors, Mom Betty. I know she's praying. Earn, I know he's praying. Tang, Tree, 57, everybody. Thank you guys for your prayers for my uncle. He's recovering and doing well and said that he cannot wait to come back on the corner. All right. So with that being said, everybody, enjoy your Wednesday. Go to work, stay home, whatever you do, enjoy it to the fullest. We'll get with y'all Thursday, all right? Kirby, a little Stevie Wonder for you, brother.
Ha, ha, ha.